The Reds looking to finish off a home sweep of the Brewers. Luis Castillo getting the start. His team was down 1-0, bottom of the third inning, but with two on, Adam Duvall was at the dish facing Matt Garza.
Here's the pitch to Duvall. Little flare left field. That's down, a base hit. This is going to tie the game as Cozart's going to come in and score. Another ball, not hard hit by Duvall, but he finds open pasture, and it's a 1-1 game. Now the 2-2. Broken bat, humpback liner, hit to short. Arcia goes to second for one, on to first. Not in time, it gets away from Walker. Two runs are going to score. It's 4-1 Reds. Peraza dancing around the pitch to Barnhart, line drive, base hit, left field. Braun coming on strong. Here comes Peraza towards the plate. The throw is late, trying to get to second. Here's the throw from Vogt, it's on the bag. Barnhart's out, but the run scores. Caps a five-run third inning for Cincinnati. Always has a lot of family here when he comes back. And a swing and a miss, half-hearted swing and a miss for Shaw. And it's a strikeout, number 8 for Luis Castillo. As the 2-2 on its way, right down the middle, called strike 3. And there's a new career high for Luis Castillo. 10th strikeout, and he gets Santana for a second time. All the damage for the Reds in the third against Garza. Pitch swung on, driven. Deep left field, damage done here in the seventh. Solo home run by Zach Cozart. That makes it 6-1 in Cincinnati.
The Reds go on to win it 7-1. They get the sweep of the Brewers. It's their first sweep of Milwaukee since 2013. Castillo picks up his third win, allowing 4 hits, just 1 earned run. Some bad news for the Reds. Billy Hamilton fractured his thumb in the first inning and was forced to leave the game. The Brewers fall to 72-68 and fall further off the pace in the National League Central and for the NL Wild Card. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after the loss.
We didn't have a good series. Today we ran into a really good pitching performance. Throughout the really series, we didn't get much going against their starting pitching would be the one thing I would say. That was the big, if there's anything I point to, is that we just didn't get anything going against our starting pitching.
Where did Castillo have going? It wasn't strikeouts. It seemed like
He's been on a little bit of a roll. It's velocity with the slider to the righties and a good changeup to the lefties.
What about Garza today? Do you have any regrets about starting him?
If I look at Matt's start, I don't know what Matt did. Matt did everything. He just had some bad luck, in my opinion. I don't think Matt, had too many pitches where he could say, man, I wish I would have had that pitch back or I didn't execute that pitch. Talking with him, that the walk to Schebler maybe was the only at bat that, but there was some, they got some jam shots, some balls off the end.
Ball off his glove.
The ball that they got two runs on, with the, it was just a double play we couldn't turn. So it's, I don't think he, I thought he pitched okay. I really did.
Wasn't there some loud contact early in that inning, though? It looked like they were scoring him up pretty good.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
It just always seems to be the same result for him, though.
The results have not been good lately. But like I said, he did a nice job getting out of the second inning. It was basically a, a blooper and a little jam shot over Neil's head, and he made big pitches to get out of the inning. It was a shift ground ball. Votto hit a ball decent. Then another jam shot over third base and a jam shot to shortstop.
Do you think if he wouldn't have deflected that ball, was it Peraza that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It looked like Walker was standing right there where the ball was going. Hernan.
Yeah, I'm not. I think Hernan was closer to it if it didn't touch him. Yeah.
Do you think he starts for you again, Matt?
Well, we're 6 days away from that. We got a lot of activity before that.
Not necessarily the situation you wanted, but to get Taylor out there for the first time.
Yeah, I thought Corey could just use some pitches on the mound. It would have been 6 days off for him going into, Friday. So, it ended up with a spot where, a good spot for Taylor. He did a nice job. Happy for him.
Do you think there's any chance, Craig, that guys will look into the weekend in Chicago too much?
No, I don't. I mean, I think, you know, we didn't play a good series. The game's on the schedule in front of them. I mean, I thought we had good energy every day before the game. I was very pleased with it. It was something I was, you know, very aware of. But I thought we just didn't hit enough against some pitching. I thought, you know, we had this is a team we've struggled holding this team down. This team's scored runs against us, and we've pitched very well this season. This is one of the teams that we've struggled to hold down offensively, and they did a nice job again, you know, all 3 days here.
That's the tough matchup if you don't score yourself, isn't it? It's hard to hold them down.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I mean, I think we knew that coming in, is that this is a team that's, you know, can score runs.
Starter Matt Garza wasn't helped by his defense, but only lasted 2 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits, and he spoke afterwards.
I don't know what to say, man. I threw the ball a lot better, I felt, and a lot better than results dictated, but it's baseball. It is what it is, man. You know?
What do you do with an outing like this where you feel like you did what you could do in the outcome?
Just keep going. Just keep going, you know, just keep prepping, keep staying ready, and, you know, just wait for my chance, wait for another shot, and that's it. And that's, like I said in my last one, this is, we're in a stretch run. We're trying to get to the postseason, so whatever we got to do and whatever I have to do to help, then I'm going to do it. You know, it's, this is where I'm at. You know, like, I felt great. My stuff was fine. Just found a lot of holes.
How damaging do you think it was, for you, the club's postseason hopes to lose all three here?
It sucks. You know, we know what we got, we're playing for, but, you know, we can definitely turn it around. We still got 3 weeks left and probably about, 24, 25 more games. It's a lot of ground to make up. You know, we got the Cubs for 3 and 4 after that, so we do our job there. We definitely get back in this thing. So, and there's no reason to hang our heads about this. We just, you know, they hit the ball better than we did and pitched the ball better than we did. That's it. So we just, you know, take the off day, regroup, and get right back at it.
This team's been really good at turning the page. Does that help? As you know, you guys have bounced back from tough times before.
Yeah, we've actually, you know, being a young group, I'm really proud of these guys, the way they handle a tough stretch, and we flip it, you know, come back, and, you know, we go on a roll, and then, you know, we catch a little hang-up, and then we do it again. So it's it is what it is. These guys will regroup and we'll get together and be ready for Jimmy on Friday.
Milwaukee has an off day on Thursday before a 3-game series at the Cubs in Chicago starts on Friday. Jimmy Nelson will get the start in that one.